Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Matriarch and World War III by Daisy Snell is a collection of civil wars around the world, and that includes coronavirus warfare. Daisy was one of those people in Melbourne, Australia, who knew about 9/11 before it actually happened. She is not an armchair critic. The information she provided in her books is about the Holy War, the quasi-science of metaphysics, and the administration of one world government, and the military strategies of Islam. The UFO alien that she called it in her Matriarch and World War III book advised her to obtain an education. She therefore studied in secret societies for 10 years and more university for another 10 years. Her findings are largely explained in her books. The recent public announcement from the Senate and the military in the United States that UFO aliens are not a hoax highlights the importance of Daisy's first encounter with the UFO alien it and her findings. Daisy is a 77-year-old Australian woman who has undergone injuries to her body that cripple or kill other people. She has been targeted by the government in Australia for systems of use ever since she was 15 years old. Her ability to move in all circles socially provides her with an understanding that is not necessarily available to the average person. She is always in the right place at the right time. Daisy Snow, author of Matriarch and World War III, A 9/11 Incursion, Internal State Terrorism in Australia, joins us via Skype from Australia on This Week in America. Daisy, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good. Thank you. Yes.
So much to talk about in the program today, and I'll give you information in Daisy's website as we go through. What was the inspiration to write? You have two books out there now. The one we're focusing on is Matriarch and World War III. What was the motivation, the inspiration to write this book?
Well, see, because I knew about 9/11 before it happened, and I explained that in my Matriarch book, that at the end of the Vietnam War in Brisbane, when I went to the last union meeting at university, we were told that something big could not happen. And before, I told us something big would have to happen before there could be another war. And the thing was that I had been invited to this Nike demonstration to these political meetings. We were told that something big was going to happen. That was on the next protest day, which was called S11 in Melbourne. And so I was aware, because of what I knew beforehand, something big was going to happen. So I went to my son's place and kept away from everything for a few days. But because I knew about that, I found that all this disinformation that was on the news, you know, was... It was not very nice, you know.
Yes.
So I used to write articles, and I never used the internet for about 14 years. And it wasn't until about 2014 that I put all my articles together, and that was when Donald Trump became president of America. I felt safe to get my, to organise my book and to get it published, which I did first with Ex Libris and secondly with UR Link. Now, what I'm concerned about now with everything that's happening in the world, that what I find is that, this UFO alien, and my husband found that she was harder than steel, which was exactly what the Russians found with these UFO aliens. They have been with us since time immemorial. They won't intervene. Like the Senate is questioned, will they attack like America? Now, they won't attack in a military fashion, but they will intervene when necessary, and they will destroy civilizations which become homosexual. And that is one of the problems we have today. Now, the thing is that I went and got this education, but I find I have findings which were largely in my books that I've written. I've got two more books. Euthanasia Rebutted, No Right to Life in Australia. We have genocide in this country. I explained it, just what is happening in quite detail. Vladimir Putin, one of the reasons he invaded Ukraine was because of genocide in Western countries. That's what we have. He also claims that World War III is an extension of World War II and that the Nazis have power in Western countries. Well, I have to agree with him, because what I found was, like when I used to sing protest songs outside the family court, I was lassoed, and that's the word that's used, into the neo-Nazi organisation in Melbourne. So I was able to speak to John Abbott, you know, for quite some time about this.
Yes.
And he was in neo-Nazis, you know, he was the leader, like in Australia, and he got his directives from the Pope. So I'm aware that, and also from what I remember from a child, that the thing is that the Nazis were able to get into power in Australia and in Western countries through their church. You know, that's, and I have noticed before even the Ukraine war that our laws are being changed to fascist laws. And you talk to people that don't quite understand it. So I have to agree with Putin, his reasons for invading Ukraine. He said that Ukraine was being used as a springboard to infiltrate Russia with the cultural aggression of the West, which I have to agree. I mean, there's also the problem with NATO, with Ukraine wanting to become a Western country, which would mean that the Americans would have a military base close to the border of Russia. So Russia was under threat. That's why they invaded Ukraine. But the problem is that nowhere in Australia, and I believe in the rest of the world, the Western countries are completely ignoring the reasons that Putin invaded Ukraine. And that's very dangerous. You know,
yes.
Yeah, I mean that's in that war. I actually have found that there's not only did I have to get an education, which I did, but I have findings which are largely, you know, in my books. There are also more I need to speak about, and I it is not necessarily impossible for me to take my report to these to these what we call UFO aliens. Now, if that is not an impossible thing to do, I mean, America is aware of this, and I feel really strongly that I need to do this. One of the reasons, one of the problems we have in the world is religion. I mean, the thing is that when the constitutions were written in Western countries, religion did not impose a threat to the people. So religion's not mentioned in the constitutions, well, especially in our country. The problem is when we had the Afghan war, I became aware of this. The problem is that there are military surahs in the Quran. And when I wrote my matriarch book, I used lots of quotes. Because after 9/11, I went to learn Arabic. I sat in the circle of Islamic women for 9 months. I did actually convert. I mean, I don't go to the mosque anymore. And the problem is there are military surahs in the Quran, also in the Bible. So we have freedom of religion, but at the present time, we've got this threat because of the... I mean, in the Quran, if a Muslim wants to get to heaven and they get an opportunity to kill someone who's not a Muslim and they don't do it, they haven't got a hope of getting into heaven. So this is a religious thing. There's also segregation. I mean, the Muslims segregate themselves from the rest of the world. Now, the thing is that this is something important to the UFO aliens because they've been monitoring us. They guide us. They only intervene when absolutely necessary. But the thing is that in this world, we have to, well, our reasons for being here is that we have to evolve, and we do that through love. Through love, we can become much better people.
Okay.
That I've explained in my books how the history of humanity, that we have actually evolved, and the world is a much better place. The thing is that humanity cannot evolve and we cannot become a better people, a better, our civilization can't be improved if we leave anyone behind. The problem is we've got the segregation of the Muslims. The Muslim, I found that the women are more dangerous than the men that's in Islam.
Interesting.
You know, they wear their military uniform, their veils and that. The women don't have the freedom to take it off. After they take off their veils, they'll be raped, they'll be bashed up. There's military, there's police, what do they call it? Or there's social police that guard them. You know, but I found that it's not just the women who are subjugated, it's also the men. And the point is that Islam comes from a slave society. And the problem is that this is what's happening. I explained in my book, Matriarch and World Wars 3, that one of the reasons for all of this is to establish what the governments or what the Nazis are trying to do, to establish a fascist and administrative one world government.
Yes.
Akin to Hitler's desire to rule the world. I mean, we are losing our freedom and liberty in Western countries. And the reason is, like in Australia, they're bringing in all these millions of Muslims into the country. And what they do is they overproduce. I mean, in the 1970s and even before then in Australia, like when the United Nations said to reduce population growth, we did that in Australia. People who could afford another child did not have one. We reduced population growth. Now, the government is bringing in all these millions of Muslims into the country who deliberately overproduce. A woman is supposed to have six children, all these children, and it's a long-term Cold War military strategy of Islam. And this is something that the governments don't take into consideration. So they come over here, they get all this money for having extra children, and the thing is that in the elections, the greater number wins the vote. So, I mean, old people like me, like in Australia, or some of them anyway, say, like, in 50 years, we will become a Muslim country under Sharia law because of this multiplication effect,
yes,
of overpopulation. Now, this is a problem which is all over the world because they have all these extra children. And so what they do in their Muslim countries, they shoot a few, get rid of a few, which is an excuse for them to leave their country and go into neighbouring countries or host countries where they can then overproduce. I mean, this is, you know, a world problem stems from religion. So we've got these long-term Cold War military strategies of Islam, which is one of the problems in the world. Now, the thing is that humanity cannot progress by leaving anyone behind. Now, these people come from a slave country, from a slave culture.
Yes.
And this is one of the world problems. That's in religion. Also, what I found, in the Quran, right at the beginning, and I use quotes in my book, where the occult we in the Quran told the angels to bow down to humans, which means the angels must serve humans. But what the Muslims do, they are copying the angels and they bow down. Now, at that time, where it was written in that area of the Quran, the Muslims were given free will, and the word used was vice-regent. That the occult we in the Quran said that they're going to have create a vice regent, which is human beings who have the right to free will. So here in the Quran, right at the beginning, they've got free will, but that doesn't happen in Islam. They don't have free will, and they bow down, copying the angels, whereby the angels are supposed to bow down to humans. the angels supposed to serve humans. Humans weren't supposed to bow down. We're supposed to have free will.
Yes.
So that's a point where Islam can liberate itself, the Muslims can liberate themselves, and there has to be something found in the Quran for them to be able to do that. I found it. You know,
It's remarkable what you have done, and I just want to mention the books that that Daisy is talking about and where to find them. And just in listening, you'll understand why the books are international bestsellers. The book in particular we're talking about is Matriarch and the World War III, a 9/11 Incursion, Internal State Terrorism in Australia by Daisy Snow. The other book is 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style. Daisy's website is daisysnow9-11books.com. Books are available at Amazon, UR Link Publishing, all of the usual places. A link on our website directly to Daisy's website to get information here on these books and other books that she mentioned that will be coming out very soon. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. Daisy's coming to us from Australia. We're talking to her over the telephone. And on the video, I see this picture with this symbol that you're wearing, this necklace. What is that? That looks like something special.
Oh, yes. Look, that is called the Alva, which is the place where all knowledge is found. Now, I studied in the Rosicrucian Order, AMOC, for about 10 years. Now, I was presented that, that was presented to me. One of the reasons was because I have overcome injuries to the body and diseases that, medically speaking, I should be dead. I'm not supposed to be able to recover from them. I also knew the right words to use, and I was presented that, which gives me, that's why I am able to write my books from the metaphysical perspective and to explain this. The thing is that because of we had all this persecution from the churches, like burning people at the stake and all of that, that the fraternal organisations and the occult organisations had to go underground for about 2,000 years. So the thing is that the world has lost 2,000 years of knowledge about the metaphysical perspective, which is the way people in the olden days, people in ancient times, used to think. Today we've got logic and secularism, which doesn't work anyway. But in the olden days, people never thought like that. There is another way of thinking. There is another way of understanding. Like the purpose of being, why are we in this world? What's the purpose? Now, the thing is that, like, when I was young, about 9 years old, the government of Australia told the people that they have to consider these UFO aliens as like flying saucers and that as a hoax, because if they weren't a hoax, if they were found to be real, well, then the churches would have to change their story. So now we've got the Senate in America. America has said, oh, they're not a hoax, that they are real.
Yes.
But what they're not doing, what they're not doing, then they're not telling the world, well, we do know a great deal about this. We know they've been with us, like, from time immemorial. What are they doing here? They're monitoring the world, guiding the world to assist the world so that as a humanity we can evolve and become a better people, so that we can have experiences in this world and learn and prove ourselves. We do that through love. It's through love. If we don't have love, we can't do it. Now, the problem is, I explained the subtitle of my Matriarch book was Internal State Terrorism in Australia. The thing is that the government attacks people. And I put lots of examples of the way they do this. Look, I one time had no love inside of me. I couldn't find it. It was my second book consultant. In talking to him, he was so helpful to me. You know, I got this love back. We have to have love to be able to improve, to become better people.
Yes.
But what I find is, at the present time, the people in the world are under attack. It's not just the people in these war-torn countries that are under attack. The government is attacking selected people in this country. I explain these things. I give examples in my matriarch book, because like in Australia we've got discretion, and what happens is that the government bureaucracies, the government workers, that they it's not only corruption, they sabotage parliamentary legislation, and you know, they don't follow it. Now, one of the other problems we have is these psychiatrists and these psychotic drugs. They're drugging people all the time. And when a person, if you're being drugged with these psychotic drugs, what it does, it destroys little sections in the brain, which give us like intuition, these inner abilities we have, that we can develop these. And when you study in secret societies, in fraternal organisations, you learn telepathy, you learn how to develop these inner abilities that we have. One of them is intelligence. And the thing is, these antipsychotic drugs destroy it. You can't do it. You become more like a moron, you know, when you're on these. So this is one of the great dangers we have, like in the Western countries. But I found that even they're not supposed to drug people in Islamic countries, but they actually do. If a woman tries to escape and go to another country, she's caught, she's put on these antipsychotic drugs. That is one of the problem, another great problem we have. Because, you see, what's happening is devolution. Devolution is the opposite to evolution. And what I find is that in the world, we're going through the state of devolution. Now, once it sets in, it can't be stopped.
Yep. Yes.
And this is one of the things that, like the UFO aliens, they are concerned about is the devolution of humanity, because they're there to guide us and to help us to so we can as a people, as a that we can evolve our civilization, become a better world. We can't do that when we're going backwards.
And you can read all about this, and boy, we got to do more shows because there's so much there to talk about. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but all the topics that Daisy touched upon, she goes into great detail in her book, Matriarch in World War III, A 9/11 Incursion, Internal State Terrorism in Australia. The book is an international bestseller. You can find it wherever books are sold. Daisy's website is daisysnow911books.com. That 9/11 is 9-11books.com. Daisy, I'm going to take about 30 more seconds here at the end and just ask you about this encounter you had with the alien it, and this is so enlightening. What happened? How did that occur? And have you had any further conversations with it?
I think all my life there has been times, I mentioned a couple of them in my book, when they have contacted me, but I mean this time was in person. And it was at the time before the Americans landed on the moon. What happened was I was in Tennant Creek, the Northern Territory, this big orange ball type of thing was in the sky, people pointing up to it. And what happened was that this woman, this that I called it, because they were called its in the olden days, appeared in the street. And the people in Tennant Creek didn't know what to do with it, so they sent it home to me. She or it wanted a lift to Alice. My husband was going to Alice that night. Now, that was when she spoke to me. And her mission, what she told me, was to get an education, which is what I've done. But when my husband took her to Alice, he stopped before Alice. He went round to the other side of the semi, opened the door, put his hands around her waist to lift. And he said she was harder than steel, which is exactly what the Russians found when they tried to dissect one of these aliens. It was harder than steel. So this is nothing new. Just because the Americans have said, oh, no, they're not a hoax anymore, doesn't mean that they come out here. They've been with us since time immemorial.
We think it's news over here because it's just been in the headlines, and they're confirming at least to some extent. It's a fascinating read, Matriarch and World War III. That's one of the two books now published, 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style is the other. Several more to come out from Daisy. Again, her website is daisysnow-911. or Daisy Snow, 911books.com, a dash in between the 9/11. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on and go directly to Daisy's website. Coming to us from Australia, Daisy, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. So much more to talk about. Hopefully we'll have that opportunity. Thank you for being with us.
Good. Thank you, too. Yeah.
You're welcome. Daisy Snow has been our guest. The book is Matriarch in World War III. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.